Back on Matador's pregame, joined by Eddie Corneo, the head coach of the baseball squad here at CSUN. Valley State painted behind the backstop today, or behind the cage today. All right, Coach, coming off the weekend, the sweep at Riverside. I know you're from the area. It's always personal when you go back there, but good to get a conference sweep on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been on the road, it seems, for a really long time, and we were ready to come back home. And it feels really good to end on a sweep. And the Riverside's a much better team than they were last year. They were competitive. They can really swing the bat. And it wasn't easy. We had to come from behind in all three games.
Well, speaking about not being easy, how about this Davis team taking 2 of 3 from UC San Diego? And they're pitching real well right now, Coach. And third year for Coach Nicholson. I saw you guys talking before. Are they about ready to pop, ready to get going here?
I would think so. They're returning everyone in their lineup. The majority of their pitchers are still around. Their Friday guy, Green, who pitches game one tomorrow, he's a tick better. He was 83, 85 last year when we got to him. Now he's 89, 90. So they had a competitive series against Irvine. They had finals last week. That's why they moved their series a game back from Friday, Saturday, Sunday to Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Then they had a midweek at home against Sac State, and then we moved our games up. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle the pitching. But the starter today did well against us last year. I saw what UC San Diego's offensive issues were last weekend, and hopefully we can do what they didn't do.
You know, you mentioned you've been on the road, I think 11 of the last 12 on the road, and some changes have made it happen. A couple guys I want to talk to you about. Andrew Gauna was a guy who got some early reps, and now he's kind of in there. Part of the reason is you had to do some gerrymandering due to some injury stuff. But JUCO guy who you bought in, what did you like about him, and what has he done well to be able to stay in this lineup?
I liked his aggressiveness early. He's not much of a thinker. As a matter of fact, I think you're in trouble if you ask him to think at all. You want him to just go up and be aggressive and see the ball and hit the ball, which is what we were trying to get some of our other guys to do. And you know, when you're a little older and you have more knowledge, sometimes it's hard to subdue that part of your brain that wants to continue to spin. But he's been able to do that. You know, Jaron Sanderson also, he's the same way. He's up there aggressive and they play carefree. Ghana's not going to walk. You know, he's hitting 370 in the last 10 games. He's on base. His on base percentage is 370. So it's good that he's in the 8 hole because it provides a little bit of a threat down at the bottom of the order. But I've enjoyed how aggressive he is, and we just have to regulate the emotions with him.
You touched on Jaron Sanderson. I had friends who cover high school baseball, and when you guys signed him, they all told me, hey, that kid's going to be a steal for CSUN, and he's going to develop pretty quickly. It's come along a little bit quicker with the bat, at least. He seems like he's pretty comfortable, Coach.
Yeah, he does. He's the reason why we like him, you know, and I'm kind of an open book, but I actually asked him to transfer for the first 2 weeks into the fall just because he didn't know how to tell time. He didn't know how to show up on time. And to his credit, he's really matured. He really wants to be good, and he doesn't care about his body much in practice. We have to tell him to slow down, be mindful, stop diving headfirst into the fence so much. But he just wants to win, and he provides a different energy. Like when you see him play in a game and he's on the bases, he's yelling at our own hitter, like, you can do this. He's really positive. He's coaching guys up. So that confidence, I think, starts to spread throughout the dugout, and that's been very fortunate for us offensively.
You know, every coach tells you, hey, we want to be strong up the middle. We were talking a little bit earlier about, Griffin behind the plate. Now, obviously, his bat, you know, he slowed down at the end of last year, but started this year very strong with the bat. He's been pretty consistent for you. But his defense has come around. We were talking, he had threw a couple guys out stealing. He had a back pick against Riverside. Tell me about his journey a little bit, Coach.
Well, Benny came to us from El Camino College. He initially left high school. We recruited him a little bit out of high school, but he chose to go to UC Davis instead. during COVID, he wanted to come back home, be closer to home, and he walked on, and is just a byproduct of his own hard work and perseverance. He's older, he's a senior, he wants Cal State Northridge to be good, he wants to be part of winning. I think he was getting frustrated with himself being in and out of the lineup. Maybe he was frustrated with me too, not totally trusting him, but you know, I thought he was a little behind on the defensive front, but he's mature. He communicates well with Elliot Suri, our pitching coach. The pitchers trust him, and we're going to be fully committed to him until he shows us that he's a little tired or needs a break. But right now, he's our guy.
And then last question for me, talk about trusting pitchers. You know, Thomas Banton has pitched in a little bit of hard luck. I mean, he's pitched well this year. I think he's ninth in the Big West in ERA, but only has the one decision. But he's pitched well for you guys, Coach.
Yeah, he's been consistent. He'll, you know, we give up the most runs in the sixth inning, right? So it's that decision time that really takes a toll on me. Do I leave Thomas Banton in, or do I go to the bullpen early? And the one thing about Thomas is that he's not afraid. He goes right after people. He encourages the defense. If something goes haywire, he's a good example for all the other pitchers. He knows how to flush things and get back to pounding strike one. I don't think you can ask for anything better from a Friday guy. Do we want him to be cleaner, sharper, with more swing and miss? Yeah, but he exudes all of that, those intangibles that we want out of a Friday guy. And remember, he didn't pitch over the summer or the fall because he, you know, his arm was hanging after last season. So, you know, hopefully he, the second half of this year, he really kind of takes it up to another level. And we're able to go into the seventh inning with him being very efficient, and we're up 3-1, in, you know, against good teams. So, you know, hopefully that happens soon.
All right, Coach. Hey, big series. Teams that are 3-4 in RPI in the Big West. CSUN and UC Davis about to get going. Eddie Cornell, thanks again for the time.
Thank you.
Come back with the first pitch after this.